Alléluia, 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 Alléluia. You believe in me, Thomas, because you have seen me, says the Lord. Blessed are they who have not seen me, but still believe. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. On the evening of the first day of the week, when the doors were locked, when the disciples were for fear of Jews, Jesus came and stood in the midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced. When they saw the Lord, Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained." Thomas called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples said to him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, and put my finger into the nail marks, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." Now a week later, the disciples were again inside, and Thomas was with them. Jesus came, although the doors were locked, and stood in their midst and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and bring your hand and put it into my side, and do not be unbelieving, but believe." Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you come to believe because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of the disciples. There are a lot written in this book, but these are written that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that through this belief you may have life in his name. Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Through this episode, Thomas said, "Lord, Lord, my God," and Jesus told him, "You believe because you saw me, but blessed are those who did not see me but believe." We thank the Lord that we have this faith. We did not see you, but we believe in you. Many times, you saw different people, different experience to strengthen our faith. One of my experiences, you know, was in studying in Rome, and I met a group of people. The aim of life is to make unity among themselves. I was touched by this grace. I joined them. This is the grace of Jesus. He touched me through these people. This is working through all means. Until today, I've met many people. All these years I was in different parishes. Jesus gave me this opportunity to work, to be the first one to love, not always easy, but just start again. Jesus is with us. When we are united, he is with us. That's the only thing we can do. And this also invites us only live the present moment, not the past, not the future. It's easy and not easy. Sometimes it's simple, but it takes our time and energy. to listen to people maybe you do not like. Maybe you stay with some people they don't want to walk with. But this is a time Jesus is accompanying us to love unconditionally, or being the first one to love. Thank you, Jesus. You chose us to follow you. True love is always unconditional.